Welcome to the OSO Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Shuang Fa Huang from the Management School of Sheffield University. He recently published an article entitled The Roles of Entrepreneurial University and Regional Conditions for Graduate Entrepreneurship, a Configurational Approach. He co-authored this paper with Malcolm Bainon, Martina Battisti, David Picornell, and Paul Jones. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor & Francis. Shuang Fa, welcome to our podcast.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
So in this study, so the idea to focus on graduate entrepreneurship, actually this was partly informed by another research project that my colleague and I did back in a couple of years ago. So in the previous project, our focus was on entrepreneurship university. And then as you know that in the UK, so basically university increasingly, they are expected to pursue a third mission. So traditionally, we have a mission for teaching and a mission for research, right? Now, university are increasingly expected to pursue this third mission. It's called business engagement, or we call it knowledge exchange activity in the UK. So the UK government launched a KEF, Knowledge Exchange Framework. So in my previous project with my colleagues, we were looking at the knowledge exchange activities of universities in the UK. And one of the things that we observed when we were working on the previous project is that many studies on entrepreneurial university, they are looking at focusing on the academic entrepreneurship. What I mean by academic entrepreneurship is they are focusing on the business started by academic staff, and this attention research has devoted this attention on this graduate entrepreneurship. This is for us it's quite interesting and quite intriguing because when we were looking at the numbers, in reality, actually the number of business started by university graduates, actually, they are much higher than those started by academic staff. So what this means is that there's a higher number of graduate startup, and this implies the job created by them, and actually it's much higher. And then so this is kind of why we decided, okay, we think of there might be a potential to focus on the graduate entrepreneurship, and this is why we decided to think about focus on this graduate entrepreneurship as our key outcome of interest in our study. So this was informed by another project that we did before. And once we started digging into this graduate entrepreneurship literature, and we noticed something quite interesting, which is, so it's in study, if you look at those graduate entrepreneurship studies, they tend to focus on the role of the universities and how can this foster graduate entrepreneurship, foster higher level of graduate entrepreneurship. And for us, we think that researcher actually has devoted less attention on the role played by the regions in which universities are located or embedded within. So don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that there are no studies. I'm saying, so actually there are a number of studies look at the role of the regions, but the problem with the existing work, we think, okay, study there would either look at the role of the university or the role of the region. So for us, the problem I think is about actually that we don't have, we still have a very limited understanding about how university and the region, how they might work together, how they might work in combinations to explain graduate entrepreneurship. So we say, okay, there may be, and this is an area that we might be able to make a contribution. And this is also partly why we decided to use a configuration approach, because this allows us to kind of integrate university and the region at the same time. So based on this kind of problem that we identified in the graduate entrepreneurship literature. And then we came up with, I would say it's an exploratory study. We come up with the research purpose, research aim, which is we were interested to explore how the combination of the university-related condition and also the regional condition, how those combination can help to explain the presence or the absence of high level of graduate entrepreneurship. And so in this study, we look at four different conditions. Two are related to the university. So for the university condition, we look at one is entrepreneurship support, which is whether or not the university is offering any support related to entrepreneurship. So one example would be some university may be providing some kind of seed fundings to support students. It can be the entrepreneurship training and the supporting infrastructure, such as some university might have incubators, etc. So all those different examples of entrepreneurship support that a university may be able to offer to kind of foster student entrepreneurship. So just as an example, so at the University of Sheffield, we have an eMERGE program. And then so basically this program is offering students a small amount of kind of funding support for them to develop their prototype. So this is one example of the entrepreneurship support. And then so the second university condition, basically we look at the knowledge exchange intensity of the university. So what does this knowledge exchange intensity really mean? So this concept is about the intensity, the level, the extent of knowledge exchange activities that is pursued by university with external members. So this can take place in different formats. For example, it can be research partnership that university conduct with the external partners, or maybe working with the business and the intellectual property and the commercialization, etc. So those are the two conditions. One is university support, and one is knowledge exchange intensity. And then for the regional condition, we also look at two elements. The first element we look at is the regional economic prosperity. So we measure regional economic prosperity by the GDP per capita. So this basically, this economic prosperity determines the potential kind of consumer demand in the local region and the development status of the local region. And then the final condition we look at is entrepreneurial culture in that region. So entrepreneurial culture, so this is kind of measured by the birth rate of new business in the local region. And then so overall, our kind of research question is to really understand, okay, how can the combination of university and this region condition, how can they work together? And then how can this combination might contribute to a better understanding of the presence or the absence of graduate, high level of graduate entrepreneurship? Yeah, basically this is our key research purpose here.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
In terms of contribution, we kind of offered two key contributions in our study. I think, as you know, in this study, our key outcome of interest is graduate entrepreneurship. So I would say that the first contribution is related to research on graduate entrepreneurship. And so in this study, because we integrate the regional factors, so we conceptualize the graduate entrepreneurship as a spatial phenomenon. So we are trying to provide a better understanding of the role of the region in graduate entrepreneurship. Okay. And then interesting, what we found is that there are four different pathways that can explain high graduate entrepreneurship. And then actually those four pathways are quite different. And then an important thing is that the difference is partly depending on the condition of the region in which the universities are located. So just to give you a kind of more specific, a concrete example. So if we refer to the finding in our study, we notice that one of the pathway, I think, is pathway two, as suggests that actually graduate entrepreneurship can be explained by the presence of regional conditions only. And then the university condition is kind of play a less important role as they are kind of, as those two conditions are not showing in the recipe. So I think one is really about the importance of this regional condition and how this can influence graduate entrepreneurship. And a second contribution is kind of towards the wider entrepreneurial university literature. So in this study, as I mentioned earlier, so we use a configuration approach. And then by using this configuration approach, we are able to integrate university condition and regional condition within the same framework. And this one advantage, this is different from a traditional regression approach, because if you use a traditional regression-based approach, then you can only predict it tend to how X predict Y, you can have test the net effect. But for us, we are looking at all those conditions are kind of holistically. And then so by doing this, it allows us to kind of reveal how this university and regional condition, how they might complement each other. So there is a potential kind of synergies created by how this university condition and this regional condition, how they work together. And so this is one of our findings. So it's some of the pathways for graduate entrepreneurship is suggesting that actually university and the regional condition, they can complement each other. And then if you use a traditional regression-based approach, you might be able to test moderation effect, but you will not be able to offer such a holistic understanding of this complementarity. And another equally important thing we identify is that university condition would not be able to substitute the absence of the regional condition. And then so both basically those are some of the kind of key contribution. One is towards research on graduate entrepreneurship in specific, particularly another one in broadly speaking, I think the contributions towards the research on the entrepreneurial university literature. This is another area. Yeah.
What was for you the main theoretical, maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
I think in terms of theoretical challenges, many other researchers might also have faced similar issue. I think in the initial stage and the conceptualization stage, the biggest problem for us actually was to kind of decide and identify a theoretical lens to apply in the study. And so in the beginning, actually, my colleague and I, we were thinking about the possibility of using this entrepreneurial ecosystem lens, because ecosystem is becoming so popular. And we were thinking, okay, maybe we can consider the university, individual university, as a kind of mini small scale ecosystem in itself, right? Because there are, we have seen some other studies looking at university as the university campus as the ecosystem. So we're thinking, okay, this might make sense. Okay, and then once we start exploring this potential, and we realize that, okay, no, this is not going to work, because first, there are lots of different ecosystem frameworks that is available there. And then when we explore the different options, we realize that this is doesn't really fit very well, because when we look at the university context, for example, one of the ecosystem framework includes a market condition. And then we kind of really struggle to fit this into the overall picture. And then this is one of the kind of challenge we have. And then another reason we didn't pursue with the ecosystem lens in the end was partly because of data availability issues as well, because existing study, when they look at ecosystem, it can be, you tend to focus on the kind of wider level, look at the region and the country, so you might be able to identify the data. But for the university level, focusing on university as ecosystem, kind of quite challenging. So I think this is the main theoretical problem that we faced in the early stage of the project. And then methodological wise, I suppose most people, they might have the same issue of data availability, how to kind of identify, collect good quality data. And I think this is quite common for, not only for us. Yeah.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
So in our study, we identified four different pathways that can help to explain high graduate entrepreneurship. Okay. And for me, I would say the biggest surprise, I think it's within, if we look at the result, one of the pathways, the university condition. So for example, the entrepreneurship support is not there, nor the exchange intensity is not there. And also the regional condition, the economic prosperity and entrepreneurial culture, but all those conditions, the four conditions, they are all absent. And this is kind of counterintuitive, right? Because in other words, so why can the absence of those four conditions explain graduate entrepreneurship? So this is kind of, this is quite counterintuitive for us. And once we have, so after we identify this research result, we try to make sense of this and we try to understand, identify what might be a potential explanation for this counterintuitive result. And the first thing we did was we identified the universities belonging to this specific pathway. And the first thing we did, we looked at the nature of the university. So identifying those universities, and in total, if I remember correctly, I think there are seven universities within this specific pathway. We look at the nature of the university. What I mean by that is the type of university. And then interesting, we found that some of those universities in this pathway, they are creative art universities. And this is quite interesting. This means that those graduates who graduate from those creative art universities, and they are kind of creative graduates. And then we start to kind of explore further to understand the unique characteristics of those graduate, graduate with creative art background. And then we found that some research, some report, they are suggesting actually it's those creative graduates, they are more likely to develop a kind of portfolio career. This means that they are more likely to combine employment with self-employment. Okay, this makes sense. And given the unique skills they have, and sometimes they might work on short-term projects, so this means they are more likely to pursue self-employment as well. And then the second thing we did was we looked at the location of universities belonging to this pathway. And this is not surprising because we, in our study, we are trying to conceptualize this university as a spatial phenomenon. And then one thing we found that when we look at the university is most of those universities actually in this specific pathway, they are based in rural areas. And this means that if you are a graduate based in rural areas, then probably you might have less employment opportunities. Okay. And so if we took those two things together, one is about the nature of the university, and second is about the location of the university, then overall we suspect, so this is the one potential, this can be multiple factors, but one, our assumption, our kind of, we suspect is that the counterintuitive result probably is because those graduates, they might be induced to self-employment because of necessity. In other words, because they have because of a lack of career alternative careers in those rural regions. So this is kind of counterintuitive to us. And then another thing I would add, probably is related to the result, related to the pathways that can lead to that can explain the absence of graduate entrepreneurship. So our assumption, actually, we were expecting the substitution effect, which means that the university condition maybe can compensate for the absence of regional condition. But in reality, this is not the case. So this is also, it's very interesting finding. It's kind of slightly, it's different from our previous assumption. We are assuming that they can compensate for each other's absence. They can substitute, but in reality, this is not the case. Yeah.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
And in terms of implications, so as I mentioned earlier, we use this configuration approach. Okay. And then, so one reason for adopting this is because this has a certain advantage. It can help to capture, we call it causal complexity in terms of equifinality, meaning that you are able to uncover the different ways for explaining the same outcome. So to make this concrete, so our result is suggesting that there are four pathways that can explain the same outcome. This is what we call causal equifinality. Okay. And then so based on this result, I think obviously the first implication, I think, for university or maybe potential for policymaker is that we have to really recognize universities and the regional situation, they are all different, and meaning that you will not be able to kind of adopt a one-size-fits-all top-down approach to say, okay, you want to foster a graduate entrepreneurship. This is unlikely to be effective given that they are so different. Okay, so they will need to kind of tailor their strategy to in line with their situation. So for example, we have two university conditions there. One is knowledge exchange, intensity, and one is university support. Okay. And then university, they can do anything, but they cannot do everything at the same time. So sometimes we are not saying, okay, you need to do everything in order to support it. So based on the result, maybe you can try to adopt your strategy with your kind of specific situation. This will be one potential issue to look at. And then the second thing is, we use this configuration approach to look at both the presence and also the absence of the outcome of graduate entrepreneurship. And one of the findings suggesting that the presence of university condition actually cannot compensate for the absence, the lack of beneficial regional condition. So this is the result shown in the pathway towards the absence of graduate entrepreneurship. And so this is actually quite important finding, because in addition to say that they can complement each other, actually in reality, the presence of university condition cannot substitute regional factors. And this, I think, has a very important implication, especially for the policymakers, because even if universities are able to do something, but still it will not be effective, because if the regional supporting condition is not available there. So for the policymakers, I suppose the implication is they will have to kind of explore the potential ways to support the development of those local regions. So, for example, maybe targeted funding, support, infrastructure development, etc., etc. As those are the two of the key implications for universities and also the potentially for policymakers as well.
Thanks a lot, Shuangfa, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled The Roles of Entrepreneurial University and Regional Conditions for Graduate Entrepreneurship, a Configurational Approach. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-erd.com and on the main podcast platforms.
Yeah, thank you.